Well, hello guys. Now here's a femme that's 36 years of age. And it looks like she's kind of repelling the wall, but not very successful. Kind of odd looking, really. But she's an influencer, which means she doesn't have a real job. She's probably got a lot of side hustles. Well, they're scams, but femmes call them side hustles. But femmes have been scammers for centuries, professional ones. But this femme married herself. Well, she probably couldn't find anybody else to marry her. And she wanted all that attention on that day, so she married herself. Then this is how delusional femmes have become. I guess she bought a dress and everything. Doesn't look like many people came to the wedding, though. Well, she tried it for a while, but she's finally divorced herself. Because she found it far too exhausting and lonely being married to herself. Well, finally she finds out what a man feels like when he's married. He's exhausted, he's lonely, and he's also broke. And she probably married herself to put it on her site or whatever to get more views. Oh, and did I mention she was a model? Well, they all are models nowadays, aren't they? I guess if somebody takes a picture of you, you're a model, just like that. And even in this picture, something looks a bit odd about her. I mean, it's no wonder men are walking away from these Fruit Loops. And of course she made the biggest mistake. She married herself, and she didn't even date herself first to see what she was like. Then of course, guys, this is the clown world, and the stars in the clown world are femmes. And you'll probably see more and more femmes marrying themselves because no guy will. Now I don't know whether there's a case of a man marrying himself or not. You guys will let me know if you heard of one. I'll put a link to the news item, well, to the thing down below. And it would be kind of funny if it wasn't so goddamn sad. But for me, femmes are only showing what I already knew. And there's absolutely nothing real about this femme. It's all fake and false. Lies and deceit and scams. Well, I think I might just go and get married to a bottle of Peroni. See you later.